Coronavirus, illegal aliens demand $1,200 each in taxpayer-funded checks. By John Binder on March 27, 2020. Illegal aliens are demanding they too receive $1,200 in federal checks from the government as part of a Chinese coronavirus crisis relief package. Open borders organizations like the George Soros-funded United We Dream, the National Immigrant Justice Center, and the National Immigration Law Center, all of which represent the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, are pleading with the federal government to cut federal checks to illegal aliens who have individual tax identification number, ITINs. Currently, Trump's coronavirus relief package includes $1,200 federal checks for American citizens with Social Security numbers, SSN, or those considered resident aliens, like permanent lawful residents in the U.S. on green cards. Illegal aliens, therefore, are excluded from receiving the federal checks, a provision that has outraged the open borders lobby. Everyone, regardless of immigration status, must have access to testing, medical care and financial relief. Congress must ensure that all Americans can focus on keeping their families and communities safe and healthy, officials with the National Immigrant Justice Center posted online. Illegal alien advocates with United We Dream said the federal checks should go to all residents regardless if they are here illegally or not. Illegal alien advocates are asking the public to urge lawmakers to provide federal checks to illegal aliens in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. All people, regardless of immigration status, must be included in the stimulus, a petition reads. Cash payments must go to all taxpayers, including immigrants who pay using an ITIN. Coronavirus testing and care must be free and accessible to all. Amend emergency Medicaid to cover COVID-19 costs, so patients get care regardless of immigration status. The petition also asks lawmakers to overturn President Trump's public charge rule that ensures American taxpayers are not paying to permanently resettle legal immigrants who have been found to rely on public welfare and federal aid. Today, there are anywhere from 7.8 to 8.1 million illegal aliens working illegally in the U.S. economy, primarily holding jobs that would have otherwise gone to working-class Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.